over it. You don't have to say a person did it. Maybe a man does it. Rashi says, Shadakin Shashrotsan Nagals, Vyafagav, the Yodim Nami Dakalagas, even though a man can also do it. So, and Iko Limitli Biyodim Tor, over Shrotsim Tor, we still have two Tadim. Maybe a person did it at Tor, and maybe a sheriff did it at Tor. Over Yodim Tome, Litame, Talina Bosa, Ruba, Latar. Therefore, we go Bosa Rurik to say, most probably it's still Tor. And, but if in the ratio, Vyain Darkan Lachasas, there's not a derech for sheriffs to cover it. Therefore, in the ratio, we know for sure a man covered it. Sophic, whether the man was Torah Tomei, that's Tamasophic. So you see, Rashi says, Alma b'midi d'isura, talinim bosa ruba d'shchichi. You go bosa roiv, even though it's l'kula. Again, so in the ratio, where shrotzim do not cover it, then you go bosa min, and since it's a Sophic, we go l'chumra. But in the Sefer, where there's a tzad to say, maybe a man that was Torah did it. And also, maybe Shrotzim did it. They're also Torah when they're alive. There's only one Sofik, maybe a man that's Tommy did it. That's a Miyat. So you go Basarayv. So the question is, you see, by Yisurim, you go Basarayv. On parenthesis, it has, Inami time of the Nicha Magula, Bo Matza Mechusa, Mechusa Bo Matza Magula, Ha Matza Kamasha Nicho, Loi Tumma Ikov, Loi Psulik. There's nothing wrong with it. But I hope another Gemara is Medayik to Avila Sofik, my Magula Masurim. But if you left water uncovered overnight, even though it's only a small Sofik, still you go to Chumra. Even though it's a small Sofik, there may be a Nachas drank from it. It's only a small minority. So, Shemamina, we see clearly that Chamira Sakanta Misura, that the Klal is, by a Sakon, if something's danger for your life, you have to be more Macham, go to Chumra there, more than Stami Surim. Shemamina, Chamira, it's a good proof. That's how, like Rashi speaks out, by the Gila of the water here, there's also a big tzad to say maybe a man uncovered it. And even if Shrotzim did it, most of them do not put poison into the water. It's only the Nochash, the snakes. He's a Miyat. Even from Miyat, we see by Sakono, we're more Machmir. So, Kitta, that's the proof, that, and that's the klal, that Chamir is Sakanta Misura. Something that's the danger for your life, that's more Chama than Samisura. It's not wholesome. We went over there, Mesech, the Mishnah, and Trumais, that Gimel Mashkin has Trumi Shem Gili. Mikaradin, there are three types of liquids. If you leave it uncovered, you have to be chashed that maybe a snake drank from it and can poison, not to drink from it. The nice of his man is there that people are not so makbel anymore in Gilui, even though he left the water uncovered, it's not so shkia to have snakes around anymore, so it's not to be makeup his man is there. But Mikaradin, though, it's also. So what are these three liquids? The Gemara says it's mayim, v'yayin, v'cholav, water, wine, and milk. Now, Kami Yeshua V'yesurim, how long do you have to leave it uncovered to say that it's also? Kadesh Yetzir Rechesh B'mokam Korv, that the snake, the creeper, should come out from a nearby place, we used to drink from it. For Kama Mokam Korv, what's called a nearby place? Or Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehuda, Kadesh Yetzir Mitachas Oizen Kli, Shemamash come out of the handle of the Kli, we used to drink from it. That small amount of time, if you leave it uncovered, that, and not watching it, that small amount of time, you have to be afraid maybe a snake drank from it. If it's only this time they can come out and drink, not more, so you should see him drinking then. Ella rather the time is like this. The time that the snake should come out from underneath the handle. Yishte, you should have time to drink. The yaslachur and go back into his hole again. So if you wait that long, you have to be afraid that maybe a snake tiger drank from the water. He put his poison into the water, and therefore starts to drink from the water. That's all this cloud that Chamira Sakanto Meisura. Again, we said, but Lamaisa Bezman is there, we're not so makbid on this, since snakes are not so shkir to be around. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do Daf Yud on the other side. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud on Mar Aleph.
You're holding Daf Yud here by two dots, 10 lines down. Yitmav, not like this. Or later, really, that Hashoichet Bisakin. Somebody made a Shechita with a good knife. Toshit, he checked out the knife. The Shechit checked it out before the Shechita. But then, Venimtsas Peguma. After he Shechted, then later he checked out the knife and he found out there was a Pegam. There was a hole, a dent in the Shechita. So now we have to have a Sofik doubt. When did the Pegam come? If it came before joined the Shechita, so Shechita is Psula. Or did it happen later? So it's machlok. Some Rav Huna says, "Afilu shiva bo atzamas kol hayom." Even if this person after the shechita used his knife to cut wood, So that has a very good chance that most probably the wood caused the pagam, caused the knife to become dented. Shiva atzon, you're right, bones, right. If you lose shiva by atzon, even if you cut bones, right, cut the bones of the meat, right, the whole day, kolayin, yepsula. Still the shechit is possible. Why? Chashin and shema bior nifkama. We have a doubt to say maybe when he started the shechita, when the knife first cut the skin is also a little bit hard, so that made a pagam in the knife. And then when you made the shechita, when you cut the simonim, it's possible. Rashi says nifkama. Rashi says when nimtza comes out, shle nishchata simonim. You didn't make a shechita on the simonim. Ela rather nikro, they were cut. Shapagam. If you have a dent there in the knife, that's correct. It's tam cuts it. It doesn't. Called the shechita, rips it like. And Rashi is interesting. The pasuk says bezovach teksiv. Rashi, you have to have a good shechita and not just I'm ripping it. So that's Rav Huna's chiddush, that we don't know when the dent came. So you have to have a sofik. Maybe it came before, and therefore, according to what we said before, the behemoth becheskes isra medis. So you don't know what the shechita was done. Therefore, it's psula. Yeah. Now that's Rav Huna's svara. Rav says, Rav Chizda, says, no, Chizda makshera, that the behemoth is kosher, it's a good shechita. And the svar is why? Because Shema v'yetzem nifkuma. It was a lashon Shema, but you could be totally honest, you have a right to say that most probably the pagam came because of later when you cut the bones, but not during the shechita. Yeah. Samar says, Bishleim Rav Huna Kishmaite. Huna goes according to his own halacha, like we had before. Rashi says, Kishmaite means that he said, Abheimo, is the Cheskas Israel Medis Hashibo Lechoba Manishkato. Vizu, in this case here, Nelu Basotuk Shkita, the Sotuk now, the Shkita was good altogether. So therefore, the Shkita is Psula. Ela Rav Chizda, my time was the Chesvar of Rav Chizda, the Chorot Sotuk, if the Shkita was good altogether. Omelach and Chizda holds this for like this. I'll tell you that Etzer Levade Poigim. Like you're telling me for sure with this knife lady you chop bones. So the bones for sure have a power to make a pagam, a dent in the knife. Or, when you started the shechita with the skin, Sofik Poigim, Sofik Leit Poigim, it's only a Sofik. It's not a very small Sofik also. It's not Mastavra, about a small Mastavra. It happened through the bones, not through the skin. Therefore the klal is, have a sofik uvadai, it's a sofik or and uvadai etzem, and the klal is v'yein sofik moitzim midi uvadai. The sofik of the or does not take out from the uvadai. So you have right to say for sure with the bones that made the begam, but v'shan shchita the vein was kshera, so the knife was kosher. That's Rav Chizda's svara. Rav says now mosav rov. Rav says what year? Mosav Rav asked the question on this. Mosav Rav Lesiula Rav Huna. Rav asked the question Lesiula Rav Huna that should be posel and not kosher. It says Tovo. Somebody was Tomei went to the mikveh, made a tefillah in the mikveh. The Yolan, he comes up from the mikveh. The Nimtza Olav Dovah Chaitzis. And he finds something Chatzitza. He finds something on his skin. Zafa Pishin Esasek B'yaisi Hamin Kol Yom Kulay. Even though after the mikveh, he was Isaac of face and that, those type of things, whether it were band-aids, whatever it was, glue. He was Isaac and glue the rest of the day. And later when he checked his hands, he found some glue on his hands. Still, we said, also like tefillah. We said at first tefillah was no good. Achiyem, until the person could say, Borelish lehoye olai koydim lochem. That's the person could say for sure, I know when I went down to the mikvah, I did not have that glue or that stuff on me. But if we have a suffix though, we would say no, that the Maestri was there even before the Shechita. Now here, or let's see, V'och over here, Devade Tovo, same thing, the person Devade made a Maestri Tefillah. Sofek Heviolei, Sofek Lehevolei, it's a Sofek whether he had the glue on him, B'shach the Tefillah not. And it's a Vade that he was working with the glue later on in the day. And so we say, of course, he's Sofek Maestri Medevade. See, a Sofek is Maestri Medevade. So Marin says, now I'll tell you, Shani Hilton, they're different. Before the person went to the mikveh, he was Tamei. So leave him still becheskosei that he's Tamei. The Yemen will say, like Tavli, he didn't do a good tefillah. So Marin says, no, Hachinam, the same thing here also by the Behemah. Hemet Behemah Cheskosei, the Behemah one is alive, is becheskosei Yisra, and the becheskosei Yisra, and the Chai Rashi learns.
If you have a topic whether it was a good shchita or not, leave it bechatzkos. The shchita was no good. Samarin says no. Harei shchuta lefanecha. Here the ma'isa we see a ma'isa shchita. The shchuta lefanecha. That's what we're more maker. Samarin there also. Rochinami harei tovel lefanecha. Here also the person made a tefila. We see that he made a tefila. So what's the difference? Samarin says I'll tell you. Ho is yolad beriusa. No, over here by the tefila there's a reisa. That right now the guy has some glue on his body. The Marochanan here by the Shchita also is yellow Barusa. There's a race here also. Now the Sakan has the Pagam on it. There's a race here also. Samur says no. The Chiluk is that Sakan is Roy. But the Heimala is Roy. True, you found something wrong with the knife. On the knife it has a dent. But in the Behemah itself there's no race. The Rashi says, Behemala is Roy. The Chiv and the Lab, the Gufa Mamish is yellow. There's no race in the Behemah itself. Elon even Bedover Achar. So it's not done with the tefillah. By tefillah, there's a reis in the person himself. There's some glue on his body. Therefore, we say, Yosisofik, the reis or the sakin, who might see me the shchita, the vadoi is the vad yet in pogam. So by shchita, since in the behemoth itself there's no reis, only in the knife, so again we look at the behemoth itself and we say, ain't something might see me the vadai. But here by the tefillah, where there's a reis in the person himself, here it's worse. Gemara still is. Mesa have a question. Still, the Gemara later that says, Shochet es aveshet. You're cutting the veshet, the windpipe, of a knife.
Yeah.
So again, you shochet es aveshet. They cut the food pipe. And then, v'yachakach nishmato agageris. And then the windpipe got pulled out of place. So still it's ksher. It's called the good shchita. Because by an oif, by a bird, you only have to shecht one simen. So since you shechted the veshet first, it's a kosher shchita. What's going to be the opposite? Well, let's say first nishmato agageris. First the windpipe got pulled out of place. So the oif is like a tray for now. V'yachakach shochet es aveshet. And then you made a shchita on the food pipe. It's psula. Because the behemah, the oif is like a tray for ready. So it's no good. The Rashi says, tchila harei nikrifo, the tray for ready. What's going to be though shochet es aveshet? You shecht the food pipe. Then later v'nimtza hagageris shemuta, you find that the windpipe was pulled out of place. But v'yeni yudei, you do not know. Im koidim shchita nishmuto. Im liyacha shchita nishmuto, you do not know when was it pulled out of place. B'sha shchita, was it a kosher shchita or not? So we have a sofik. So kitza b'sha shi shechta deveshet, we have a sofik if the earth was a trefer or not. So Mora says, Zeho, you might have happened a case like this. V'yomu, they said, oh, but the klal is that kol sofik v'shchita psula. That any sofik you have in shchita is psula. See, like you have a sofik if the shchita was done or not. So we say it's psula, because the behemah is becheskes isra medis, so therefore it's not a good shchita. So Mursa says, loshen of kol sofik. Mursa says, kol sofik b'shchita lasu yemai. Like what other cases have come to include? Lav lasu yik bekai gavna. Doesn't it come to include in our case here? Tashnela bas sofik b'sakin. That's also called a sofik in the shchita. And still we say a sofik in the shchit sakin is also psula. So who should be kashed against Rav Chisda? So Mura says, look, it's not the pshati. It could be lasuya sofik shor sofik doros. Not where the sofik was in the sakin, but where the sofik was in the behem and the shchit itself. We have a sofik if the shochet made a psul shia, or did he make a psul drosa, did he wait, or did he press down? So those sveikis, since it's a sofik in the behem itself, there we go lukurma. There we say taka, the behemoth is no good. Umar says again, Umayshna, what's like the difference? Umayshna.